Welcome to meetyourfarmer.ca, where you can get all the dirt on your farmer. And today we're speaking with Doug Gates from Gates U-Pick. Hey, Doug.
How are you today?
Great. Good to have you. So just tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do at the farm?
Well, it's kind of lots of changes over the years. We've switched to a U-Pick as opposed to shipping the apples to an organization and having them mark the apples. And, mm-hmm. It's more of a trend for an agritourism operation. As you can appreciate, lots of changes in the agricultural industry.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we've downsized our acreage to more of a manageable one where we can U-Pick and direct sell as much of our products that we can to the consumer. So yeah.
Fantastic. So why'd you decide to get into the U-Pick business?
Well, I'd say, first of all, it's a family operation. I'd be fifth generation here in the farm.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of in your blood.
Yeah, I would say
it's
so.
It's the history of farming. It is a way of life. Mm-hmm. And I think, friends of mine who had a U-Pick in Windsor said, Doug, you should consider getting into the U-Pick. That was probably 25 years ago.
Oh, wow. So it worked out, I guess.
It did. Yeah, it's challenging. It's always got its challenges, but...
Absolutely. And so since people pick here, like where are your products sold and where's your market, per se? Is it here locally here?
I would say most of our customers are from Halifax. Mm-hmm. Most of it's a family outing. Mm-hmm. They come up on the weekend, make it a picnic, have mm-hmm. fun.
I've heard, I'm from the Truro area, and I've heard a lot of people say, like, you know, we're heading up to the valley to go pick apples and stuff, and yep. This is where they're coming. So
yeah,
it's fantastic. And what is being a Nova Scotian farmer, has it impacted your life?
Oh, gosh, tough question. I think with any farming operation, whether you're in Toronto, whether you're Ontario, BC, the industry is changing. I think consumers are more savvy. They want to see where their product's growing, mm. how it's growing. They've got lots of questions when they come out. Lots of people are very familiar with apples and zucchinis, but they don't pick them. And they mm-hmm. don't know, if I asked what's the difference between a Macintosh and a Red Delicious, mm-hmm. unless you picked one off the tree and tasted it, you could say you understand the timing
yes.
of the different varieties. And when you see something on the shelf, you see two apples side by side. You've no knowledge that one ripens before the other one.
And exactly. That's great.
It's more of an educational mm-hmm. noting for that.
I noticed you have Hascap berries here.
We do have some Hascap berries.
And, I'm not very familiar with those, so I know they're similar to blueberries, but they're a bit different. What's the...
They're pretty much in whatever you can do with a blueberry, this is similar with a Hascap mm-hmm. berry. It's very high in antioxidants mm-hmm. and... again, it's another niche market, find something new and try, and we're just starting to get into production. We have about 6 acres now that are starting to produce. This year we did harvest a small amount.
Oh, excellent.
And people are coming up to me saying, I heard about the Hascap berry. And
yeah, I'm one of them now. So.
Yeah,
what do you do when you're not on the farm?
Well, I do work off the farm as well, mm-hmm. So I do have a part-time job off the farm,
okay.
and that helps to pay the bills.
Yes.
And like I said, my wife does work off the farm as well, so
okay.
it's like I say, it's more of a way of life when you're looking at farming today, mm. unless you're on big scale, and if you're in the supply management, then you have to go big.
Mm.
So it's kind of a luxury. It's a hobby where hopefully it will pay. Pay its way as you're going along.
That's what we're all hoping for, I suppose, eh? So I guess, what about the diversity of your farm? What are the different things that you have here?
Sure. In addition to the apples, we do have pears, mm-hmm. and we do grow a few pumpkins as well for when the U-Pickers come out in the fall. And I try to plant things that are going to complement mm-hmm. that time of the year when they are coming out. We have offered the free wagon rides as mm-hmm. kind of a way of showing people around the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And the open farm is another avenue that I think helps to get people aware of maybe a destination to go to. And I think any time that you can get advertising that lets consumers know where you are and what you're about and get them to come out and have an outing, and if they have a great time, word of mouth spreads.
Oh, that's fantastic. Excellent. So what do you enjoy most about what you do? It's a broad question.
It is a very broad question. I think when you go out in the spring of the year, you see an apple blossom, in May, and then in October you go and you pick an apple, and to think that you may have had a part in the growing of that.
So you had a pretty big one.
So yes, we've got a nice crop this year, and yeah, you kind of feel that you've accomplished something as you're going along, and
excellent.
Yeah, it's
that's great. So I guess another question is, what motivates you to get up in the morning and work on the farm? Or whenever it is you get to work.
Oh, my.
Well, another broad question.
It is. I think if you set goals, and mm-hmm. like if you're saying, look, I want to try doing this, it's like the HASCAPs. You want to try something different. You want to try growing your hand at growing pumpkins or sunflowers. The sunflowers we plant out here late in July, so they flower for the UPIC.
Excellent.
They don't go full seed, but for picture taking in the fall. So if you don't try something different, I guess you're motivated to try new things and to say, look, let's give it a try and see if this will work. And
awesome.
Some things do and some don't. So,
any interesting stories or anything funny that might have happened on the farm over the years? I've been doing it for how many years now? So
no. I think if I look back, one of the unique ones is one day we found a giant puffball mushroom, and Mr. Harrison was alive then at Acadia, so he was a micro study of mushrooms.
Yeah.
Professor, so we took it over, and he weighed it, and it was 17 and a half pounds.
Oh my God.
It was a Guinness World Record for the giant mushrooms.
You hold the record for that?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So it was quite a unique thing to see a puffball the size of a chair.
Really?
It was you know, quite large. You can imagine mushrooms, they're not very...
No, they're not very dense.
So they have to be quite big.
Yeah.
So it was under a pear tree, and I didn't know what it was at first. I thought maybe somebody's beach ball had blown over and went over and stuck to the ground. So we took some pictures, and then we said, friends of ours, we picked it and brought it up and put it on the step, and it was in October. And they said, you should take that over and have them look at it. And sure enough, after they weighed it, they took pictures and they cut it up and fried it. And some of the university students at Acadia got to
eat it.
So, it was actually edible. So
that's crazy.
It's kind of a unique...
That was very interesting. Well, that's neat that you hold the record for that. That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
So Open Farm Day is upon us very soon. Just tell us a bit about what you have planned for that day.
Sure. We found with Open Farm, you pickers, when they're coming out... you want to be able to greet them, explain what you offer. There's free washrooms, free picnic areas, free wagon rides. Most people will come in, and even if they're just here for the experience, some people are here, they'll buy apples when they're here or whatever. So yeah, it's more of a, you know, get to know who I am, get to know where we are. And
that's why we do it.
Yeah, no, I think it's fantastic. It's another avenue for marketing, and I think any marketing that, especially in the UPIC business, any marketing that you do today that can help with your farming operation, it's a good thing.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for meeting with me today, Dan.
Oh, very good. That was easy.
See you at Open Farm Day.
Great. Thanks, Andre.